This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, the long, long legislative session is finally over early. That may sound like a contradiction, but this legislative session was truly historic.
It was historic in a number of ways. In all, they met close to more than 6 months in terms of the number of actual legislative days, which is relatively unheard of.
During the last week of the regular session, a couple of highly contentious bills passed, and one of them concerned private adoption agencies and their moral and religious beliefs. This is a fascinating bill.
It's really a fascinating bill. And this came about as a result, really, of the Pinnacle Plan several years ago, when the state was sued due to problems in its foster care and adoption system. As a result, they invited in private organizations to provide those services. And these organizations were concerned about being sued. They have seen lawsuits in other states where they're accused of discriminating based on their moral or deeply held religious values. This would protect them from that.
This is a bill that sounds like, if it becomes law, it will take on legal challenges.
It seems certain that this bill will be challenged. There are groups that are concerned that it will allow these various agencies, which are private organizations contracting with the state, to discriminate in some way. And one area of concern was that dealing with same-sex couples. However, the bill contains very specific language that says that organizations are required to abide by state and federal laws. The issue becomes then whether the various criteria that these organizations use to select foster parents and adoptive families are in fact some form of discrimination. And really, that would be up for the court to decide.
Sean, the legislature also passed and sent to the governor a bill that greatly expands gun rights, the so-called constitutional carry bill.
Right. This eliminates the need to obtain a permit to carry a gun, either open carry or concealed. You simply need to be at least 21 years of age and not have a felony conviction. If you've served in the military, if you're 18 years of age, you would also qualify. Under current law, Oklahomans have to go through a training class, and then they can apply for and receive a permit. This would eliminate that. Proponents of the measure say this really removes barriers to exercising the Second Amendment constitutional right to bear arms. Both law enforcement and the business community seem to oppose this bill for a variety of reasons.
In the waning days of the session, there was also a new development regarding public display of the Ten Commandments.
Right. Near the end of the legislative session, a bill was amended in the Senate that would allow the display of certain historical documents in public buildings and classrooms across the state. This bill specifically lists a series of those documents and includes among them the Ten Commandments, which most of us know from Exodus in the Bible. The argument on the floor of the Senate and the House was that by declaring this a historical document, it relieves it of its religious connotation. This is not the first time Oklahoma has dealt with this issue. Several years ago, a Ten Commandments monument was donated to the state of Oklahoma and displayed on the north side of the Capitol. That ended up in a lawsuit challenging the display because Oklahoma's Constitution has a specific provision that prohibits the use of state property and money for the promotion of religion. And so this ended up in the Supreme Court. Proponents of that monument argued at the time that they were not promoting religion, but that it was the historical significance of the issue that was being pursued. The court ruled against them and ordered essentially that the monument be removed, and it eventually was.
So what would be different this time?
It seems that there's very little that's different this time.
Now the last bills are in the governor's hands. What should we watch for over the next few days?
The governor has 15 days, including Saturdays and Sundays, to decide whether to sign or veto these measures that were passed in the final 5 days of the legislative session. The governor has been moving bills off her desk really quickly. The question is, what is she going to do with some of these hot-button issues, the adoption bill, the concealed carry bill, as well as the Ten Commandments bill?
All right, Sean, thanks.
You're very welcome.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org, or you can contact us on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.